Vectis Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
We've got a guest, haven't we, Maggie?
We have. We have Diane Aspinall. Good afternoon, Diane.
Oh, hello. It's lovely to be here.
That's all right. And you're here from the Bembridge Little Theatre Club.
That's right, yes.
Who are proudly presenting Nonsense.
Yes.
Now, what is Nonsense?
Nonsense? Oh, well, where do I start? Exactly where do I start? Nonsense. It's a musical. It's great fun. There's lots of things going on, lots of stories coming out. Do you want me to tell the story?
I've got a little synopsis of it here, so by all means go ahead and
I'll correct me.
I won't correct you. I'll pick you up where I find something I need explained a bit further.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, unfortunately, one of the sisters in the convent decides to make some vichyssoise soup.
Oh, right.
And some of the nuns have gone out for the evening to play bingo, can you believe?
As you would.
They arrive back and to find 52 nuns face down in their bowls of soup. Oh dear.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay. Does one presume they're dead?
They were dead. Yeah. Unfortunately, the nun that had made the soup had put something in it, accidentally, of course, and they all died of botulism.
Oh, no.
Mm. So there's 14 nuns left, and we have to bury the 52. Of course, it's very expensive, so the Reverend Mother decides that, well, we're going to have to raise some funds somehow. So firstly, she gets a card business going, which is great, and gets loads of money, and so much so that she decides to buy a DVD for the convent. And then They realise that there's 4 nuns still left.
Oh.
She spent too much money.
She spent too much money. So these 4 nuns had to be put into the convent freezer.
Of course, where else?
Where else would you keep them? So we now are in a dilemma because we have to raise funds to bury these 4 nuns, and it all rhymes. So the story goes that the Reverend Mother decides to put on a show. So that's where we start. That's where the show starts.
Okay. So yes. This is the backstory to
that
the
was
show.
A bit of a backstory. Yes.
Lovely.
Yes.
Okay, that's great. So. Yeah. So
have you got 52 dead nuns then? You got to
No, we've managed to raise enough money to bury the 52 dead nuns, and we've just got 14 of us left.
So in the cast, have you got to have 52 dead people?
No, they've been buried.
Oh, right. Okay.
So I'm getting the impression then that we're starting at that point. It's the putting on of the talent show.
That's the
central theme to this.
It is.
Sounds fantastic.
Yes.
It's absolutely brilliant. The music is fantastic. We've got gospel. We've got rap. We've got what else have we got? Musical comedy. We've got gospel. We've got all genres of music going on in this concert. Also, we've got ballet dancers, we've got tap dancers, and big musical numbers to go with it.
So it's kind of a musical fast then.
So is this a 3-day fast then?
Yes, it is.
That's interesting. Now, I do love a bit of a musical, and I love a good comedy, particularly if it's silly. Yes. I like that kind of thing.
Yes.
Where is this being shown? Where is it
happening? It's being presented at Bembridge Village Hall.
I must
describe the scenery, because the what happens is we manage to get the school hall where we teach, but the students, I think they're the eighth grade students, they're putting on their production of Grease, so they've already got the stage set up ready to perform Greece, but they've allowed us to go in to put on this concert, but we have to leave the scenery there.
Oh, that's all
so,
right then.
So it's a little bit confusing to see.
All adds to the mystery, doesn't
well,
it?
Well, it does.
Well, so you're doing this in front of a backdrop of Rydell High.
Yes, we are. Ah. Yes, yes. It's absolutely wonderful.
That's where all the nuns went to school.
Probably, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's
keep up, Kevin. It's
fine, because one of the things that I love about theatre, live theatre, is that you can just have a suggestion of a prop or a suggestion of a scene. We went to see Hairspray, and the whole thing was done on three little levels. One was the shop, one was the school, and one was, and there was just a small amount of scenery.
Yes.
So it doesn't really matter, does
yes.
it? As long as you've got that suggestion there for the audience to buy into.
That's right, that's right. And it's all explained at the beginning of the show. I mean, it is a full-scale musical, really.
Yeah.
And it's something that Bembridge Theatre Club have... I don't think they've done anything like this before. As I say, we did the pantomime earlier on in September, and it was just a little remark by the chairperson that said, "Oh, wouldn't it be a good idea if?" And that's how it all started. And then Andrew took it up, Andrew Jenner, and he found Nonsense and said he would direct it. And the rest is history, really.
Yeah. So who wrote this?
A guy called Dan Goggin, and he started out as a professional singer on Broadway.
Oh, right.
And then he made some postcards, including a little nun, and then it went from there. And then he wrote a cabaret, and then he wrote Nonsense, and then he did about six other sequels to Nonsense.
Oh, right.
And the last one, which I find really quite funny, is... Nunset Boulevard. I think that's hilarious.
That's one heck of a pun. So he's written the screenplay. He's written the play, but is it his music?
It's his music as well.
He's, oh, right, okay.
He's written it, the music and everything. And the production that we're doing is called the Mega Nonsense, because the original Nonsense only had five nuns in the whole show, and they did all these 16 numbers. But then he's extended it, and now it's Mega Nonsense. So now there's 14 of us.
Well, that's still quite a lot of work.
It's a lot of work, but I've got to just add that the cast are just absolutely phenomenal. The hard work that everyone has put in is just unbelievable. Mm. We've put this show on in such a short length of time, and really, we're all extremely proud of it.
And so you should be.
I just hope that people will come and support us.
I'm sure they
will. Of course they will. So where can they get tickets?
Well, they can phone the hotline.
Yep.
Can I give out the number?
Of course you can.
Is that all right? That's 0784 195 0261.
Okay, and if they can't phone there, where else can they go?
We did have some tickets on sale at the Co-op in Bembridge,
right?
So they, I think they are still there. So if people want to call in there,
okay,
they can get tickets from there.
What about Splash in Union Street?
Well, I think all the tickets have been sold in Splash.
Okay.
Right.
Well, that's
cool. I think there was one or two left, and they were given over to Marty, who deals with the online bookings.
All right.
So okay. I don't think there are any left there now.
Your best bet is to call 07841 950261.
That's right. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, that's excellent. And how much are the tickets?
Oh, they're £10.
£10.
And when is it on?
It starts next Thursday, which is the 11th of November, and it plays Friday the 12th, Saturday the 13th, and then we're doing a matinee on Sunday the 14th of November.
Right.
The matinee starts at 2:30.
Okay.
That's excellent. I'm sure it's going to be well supported.
I'm sure it will. And it sounds fabulous.
It's a lovely little village hall, that, at Bembridge.
It's wonderful. It's really is. And with the Bembridge are very, very supportive of Bembridge Theatre Club.
Yes.
You know, and as I say, we normally do plays, so this is a really big adventure for us to do this full-scale musical.
Yeah.
Indeed. Well, thank you very much for that.
Thank you.
Can you just give the number and date set again, please, Maggie?
Yes, the number to call is 07841 950261. And the tickets are £10 each, and it's all on at the Bembridge Village Hall.
And is it for only for adults, or is it a family?
Oh, no, family.
Family,
yes.
That's good.
Please.
Nice to have a family event.
Yes.
Lovely. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Pleasure.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.